Well, they say that love is blind and marriage is the eye opener. Okay? So many people get into marriage and then they really experience what true love is. As you know, true love is much more than feelings and emotions. True love is a decision. True love is an act of the will. In today's gospel and in the second reading from the letter of St. John, the readings are about love. St. John the Beloved tells us, "Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love." In the gospel, Jesus says, "I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you." Well, one of the books I would recommend you reading is C.S. Lewis's book called The Four Loves. And in that book, C.S. Lewis describes the four different Greek words for love. And first, of course, C.S. Lewis describes philios, which is brotherly love or friendship. For example, we get the word philanthropy, those who love mankind, or Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Growing up there, we always called it the city of brotherly shove, but that was a different story. Okay, so philios is a brotherly love or friendship. Now, when the Lord said, love one another, he didn't use that word, nor did the Lord use the Greek word storge, which is affection. Affection for one's members of a family or one's members of the country or patriotism. He didn't use that word either. Nor did he use the word eros, romantic love. The Lord said, love one another, and he used a word in Greek called agape or agape. This word is much deeper. It's more sacrificial. It's total, unconditional love. Not the love of friendship, not the love of affection, not romantic love. This kind of love, Jesus says, is agape. And this is unselfish, sacrificial love. It's the kind of love that Jesus has for us, that God has for us. For it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. That is agape. That is sacrificial love. We know, of course, it's much more than feelings and emotions. So I'm sure Jesus didn't feel like dying on the cross. I'm sure he didn't feel like hanging from the cross. Nobody feels like doing that. But it was an act of the will, an act of love. So true love is sacrificial, total, unconditional. That's the love that God has for us. Jesus says, this is my commandment. I give you a new commandment. See, the Old Testament said, love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus takes it much further. He says, love one another as I, Jesus, have loved you. Look up at the crucifix. That is Christ-like love. The greatest symbol of love is not the heart on Valentine's Day. It is the crucifix. It is the cross. That is the greatest image of love that we have. That decision, that act of the will. Jesus says, no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. See, that's the ultimate act of love. The ultimate sacrifice is to be willing to lay down your life for your friends, for your husband, for your wife, for your children. That's the ultimate act of love. We see this in Christ, the King of Martyrs who died on the cross for us. We also see it in the lives of so many of the saints who gave their lives out of love for Christ, out of love for the faith. Think of Saint Maria Goretti, who, to preserve her chastity, gave her life for Christ, to remain pure to Christ. Think of Saint Maximilian Kolbe, who gave his life for a man he did not even know in the Nazi concentration camp. The Nazi sergeant picked 10 men and said, you will die today. And these men began to weep and cry. One man said, "What will happen to my wife? What will happen to my children?" Father Maximilian Kolbe, a Catholic priest, heard this. He stepped forward and said, "I will die in this man's place." And of course he did. That he didn't even know him. But that was the ultimate act of love, to be willing to die for another person. Our own parish has given us an example, Tom Vanderwoody. As you know, Tom gave his life to save his son Joseph. The ultimate act of love, the ultimate act of a father's love, to die saving his son, giving his life for his own son. There is no greater love than that, to lay down one's life for another person. And that is agape love. That is the kind of love that Jesus talks about in the gospel today. And he says here, "I want you to remain in my love." Well, how do we remain in the love of God? Jesus says, this is how you do it. Keep my commandments. Keep my commandments. That's how you will remain in love, to keep the commandments. See, what baptism incorporates us into a relationship with the Lord. If we follow His commandments and keep His commandments, we remain in God's love. If, God forbid, we commit a sin, we repent, go to confession, and then we're restored to God's love. But Jesus said, remain in my love. The way you prove you love God is to keep the commandments. And Jesus says, if we do this, we will remain in His love and we'll experience joy. Joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. It's one of the special graces and blessings and gifts of the Holy Spirit that He gives us. The joy that the world cannot give. Joy is much higher than pleasure. Joy is something people can even experience in the midst of pain and suffering. They can still have that joy within their soul. Mother Teresa said that the recipe for joy is spelled J-O-Y. You have to put Jesus first, others second, and yourself third. She said that is the recipe. If you want joy in your life, put Jesus first, others second, and yourself third. If you don't have joy, it's because you've gotten those letters mixed up. Maybe you're putting yourself first or other things ahead of Christ. But Jesus, others, and yourself. So the Lord today tells us that we're called to love one another. Remember, love is desiring the highest and greatest good for the sake of the beloved. That's what love is. Desiring the highest and greatest good for the other person. And ultimately, that is heaven. To bring your spouse, your children, your grandchildren to heaven one day. That's what we're called to do as Christians, is to live this agape love. And the last point here that the Lord makes in today's gospel, John chapter 15, He says, "As the Father loves me, so I love you." Interesting to think about that, the love between the persons of the Trinity. We probably don't often think about that. The love that the Father has for the Son. The love that the Father and the Son have for the Holy Spirit. The love that the Holy Spirit has for the Father. The love that the Holy Spirit has for the Son. The interpersonal relationship between the persons of the Blessed Trinity. Recently, I finished a Christian novel called The Shack. I think many of you have read it. Very powerful book. I would recommend it for anybody that experienced a loss, especially the loss of a loved one, the loss of a child. It's a very powerful book of how a man experiences terrible tragedy in his life and how God intervenes in his life by manifesting himself to this man, and how the Blessed Trinity manifests itself to this man. And the one thing that's very striking about the book is that you get to see the love between the Father, the love the Father has for the Son, the love the Son has for the Holy Spirit, the love the Holy Spirit has for the Father. It's something very rare in Christian literature to actually see sort of this manifestation of the Blessed Trinity. So it's going to be one of my book of the month in the fall to really go through this and to point out some of these things in that book. But in today's gospel, the Lord says this, as the Father loves me, so I love you. So today's readings are about love. And we see on the cross the greatest example of what that love is. And Jesus says, I want you as my followers to love one another as I, Jesus, have loved you. God bless you.